All right, we are going over Mel Kiper Jr., who has Bo Nix going 12th overall to the Denver Broncos. Daniel Jeremiah has Michael Penix Jr. going 13th overall to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Can I say that I don't like either one of these guys' mocks for the Raiders? J.C. Latham or Michael Penix Jr., either one of those guys being taken at 13 feels like an overdraft, which that'd be very Raiders.
I mean, taking a tackle would be okay there.
Sure.
I bet you can upgrade a little bit more than Latham.
Yeah.
If Fuaga, Fontenelle, Joelt's going way before that.
If Alt, Bowers, one of those guys ends up falling here because there's a run on wide receivers or something like that.
Yeah.
Then go ahead and go get that guy.
Pull that ripcord, bail, baby.
But otherwise, bail out of the spot and
trade down
because you can get Latham and Penix later.
So we were talking about quarterbacks and that fit of where they go being so important. Mm-hmm. And so I went through with like, what teams have a reasonable opportunity to draft any of these guys, mm-hmm. and that fit makes sense to them. And I went through this and. Caleb Williams, Chicago, that's like the no-brainer because he's going number one overall. And what they've done to their roster
is to prepare it.
Makes so much more sense with having Caleb Williams there.
Do you think that happens if Caleb Williams and his camp don't put that pressure out there?
Yes.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I've been wondering about that for the last week or so of like, I wonder if Caleb Williams kind of floating the I don't want to go to Chicago thing because they were so bereft of anything.
Yeah.
May have pushed Chicago to be like, hey, if we're going to take this guy and we want to make sure we aren't walking any boats, we want to have things be a good landing spot, let's make sure we do more here than we did for Fields.
Well, that Ryan Poles like actually said that about we haven't done right by Justin Fields when they traded for DJ Moore last year and they gave up the number one overall pick and they said we need to acquire talent. And that's why they got their books right is so they could spend in free agency this year to have a roster that makes sense around them and not have to develop offensive line and just kind of have some guys you can plug and play. And they've done a really good job of getting more than just enough for Caleb Williams. Ryan Poles had signaled that's what they were trying to do for Justin Fields. And then all of a sudden they get the number one overall pick and they're like, all right, well, now we can move on.
They watched the Panthers play week one and went, yes.
No doubt about it. You kidding me?
You just look at that game and you went, oh, this team sucks.
Yeah. So Williams, number one in Chicago. Yep. That one is just like, that fit, it all makes sense. And then you look down at like, all right, the number two and three, everybody's flipping back and forth between Drake May and Jane Daniels, and their skill sets are wildly different.
Yep.
And for me, if I look at Jaden Daniels, reigning Heisman Trophy winner, had Thomas and Malik Nabers as his wide receivers. Two guys that can take a top off of defense that were really good. You're having to play a lot of too high. He needs receivers around him that are he's speedy receivers, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why I go, I don't think like the Commanders or the Patriots for Drake May or Jaden Daniels, they're not good fits for either one of them. And I look at the New York Giants or the Minnesota Vikings as if they were teams that, and we're talking reasonable chance of drafting these guys, right? If New York could move up or Minnesota could move up, or in a perfect world and these teams don't reach for quarterbacks at 2 and 3, if you have Jaden Daniels go to New York where you have two burners on the outside with Slayton and Jalen Hyatt, that makes more sense. Obviously, Minnesota, stylistically with Kevin O'Connell, that makes sense for Jaden Daniels too.
For sure.
Either one of those ones.
And you have wide receivers.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the wide receivers. And good running back now too, as well. But you go Drake May, I think Tennessee at 6, that would make, like if Drake May were drafted there, nobody would bat an eye at it.
Yeah.
It would be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. The way he plays, the fact that now they have Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. They went and they have Tony Pollard as their running back. What they want to do with Callahan, their new head coach, coming down from Cincinnati. Stylistically, that would make sense for a guy like Drake May. Better fit than Washington or New England, which both of those teams are void of talent.
And if you went further down the list, Jaden Daniels.
Terry McLaurin.
I
is good.
Notwithstanding, yes.
Yeah.
As much as I wouldn't necessarily like it, Jaden Daniels would make sense for a team like the Raiders. Again, big arm, big play, over the top. That's been always been Raiders football. And Antonio Pierce seems to be dead set on that being how they go about things again, is reviving that again. So,
watching the Bears offense last year, you need to reframe that, buddy.
Yeah, I know, with Getsy. I know.
Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for Chicago and Vegas now. When you go down the list, I think that with J.J. McCarthy, who we have Daniel Jeremiah having the Vikings trade up to four to get J.J. McCarthy, I think the Commanders, if they go and they get, say, Marvin Harrison Jr. at number two,
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden, a guy like J.J. McCarthy makes a ton of sense more in Washington with the Commanders. You're going to be playing outdoors. You're going to need to have a run-first offense. But you then, with Terry McLaurin and Marvin Harrison Jr., you would have receivers that are more reliable. But that's the big thing, is that outside of McLaurin, they don't really have anything to put around him.
If you're one of those teams, or the Commanders or the Patriots,
you have a good running game. You have a good running game that you can lean on there, too.
The smarter things to me seems to be take the best player available there. And then round two comes around. If your quarterback is there, take it.
Everybody needs a quarterback. But we all know Washington's going quarterback because they signed Marcus Mariota. They're not going to roll Mariota out there. They need a quarterback in the first or second round. But I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it going, dude, if you can trade back up into the first round and get late first round and you can pull a J.J. McCarthy, go and do that. Denver going with Bo Nix in the Mel Kiper mock, I love that.
It fits. I just wouldn't do it at 12.
I trade back. And Bo will still be there. If you can trade back, and that's that, like, three picks at a time. We see those teams like kind of three picks at a time where you kind of eye who needs a quarterback, who needs a quarterback. Are they going to take Bo? No, okay. We can keep moving back. Sean Payton and Bo Nix.
Makes sense.
It makes so much sense. A accurate, cerebral quarterback who doesn't need to push the ball down the field, who you need to manage the 10 other guys on the field first and foremost, but then distribute the ball accurately and quickly.
And on time.
That can be Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And everybody that wants to criticize Bo Nix for being a check down quarterback, remember what the argument with Michael Thomas in New Orleans was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he only catches the ball 2 yards past the line of scrimmage and everything else is a run after catch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
And Drew Brees was really damn good at doing that and being very quick at it.
Remind me real quick again. How many yards did Bo Nix throw for against USC this year?
A bajillion?
Yeah. And how many of those yards were downfield?
Not a lot.
Almost none of them. Everything was in under 8 yards. I know. I watched it 10 feet in front of my face.
Not a lot.
As 5-yard routes were taken for 80 over and over and over again.
And then Michael Penix Jr., I think Vegas is a perfect place for him, too.
I do.
I think that would
just
be...
Just not at 13.
He is accurate. You need to be able to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a big question, but you have a receiver in Davante Adams that we know. And the thing that I was most in awe of with Michael Penix Jr., and he had a great receiving core top to bottom with Polk, McMillan, and Adunze.
But his relationship with Adunze was special.
But Adunze was his go-to guy, but he never abused it until he had to. And that is very reminiscent of the way Aaron Rodgers used Davante Adams in Green Bay. Is
winning time, guess where this ball's going.
I'm not going to force the ball to you early in the game. Mm-hmm. I'll let you do your damn thing. You're going to get open a lot.
Yep.
But when it comes time, I know exactly where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that we saw last year, whether it was Jimmy Garoppolo, AOC,
whoever
it was that was out there. They did not handle Davante Adams' ball distribution very well.
No.
Penix will do that.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. And I think if you're Denver and the Raiders, you both trade back.
Yep.
Get additional asset there. Because I think you're going to find teams that are going to go, ooh, shiny. And somebody's going to be there because teams are going to reach for quarterbacks as they push guys down.